Oh man. You ever think when Aaron Yeager transforms, people like thousands of years later will find the Titan bones and just be like, "What is this?" Like dinosaur type deal.
Do they stay Titans when they're
Well, no, they just come out of the body and just leave the body there to decay.
Well,
Like a
yeah.
Gundam situation.
I mean, I imagine as big as they are, it's just gonna be like a cave. You would even know the
Oh,
difference,
yeah, you wouldn't even
like
know.
Grandfather Mountain.
Damn.
That was a yeah. There you
I
go.
don't have much else to go on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Orozco, and my co-host, Chris. Cue the band. Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there, you Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Orozco, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris, what's your power for the day?
My power for the day is Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. Why are we feeling the Ralph?
Interesting day today.
Oh,
we,
yeah?
I got this new job that I started up, and we tore down a treehouse today.
Really?
We wrecked it. It was a job, but it was rough.
Oh yeah, damn. Was there a kid watching close by, being like, "No!"
Now the situation.
I had like, my Xbox in there.
I think the kids have moved out of the house a long time ago, and adults are getting older. So we're tearing it down and building like an adult size treehouse.
Okay,
for them to have like a little luxury, relaxed area back there.
All right. Got to find a way to get a beer tap in there, and now you're cooking.
Yeah.
Get drunk and free, man. Wait, pause. Never mind. Anyway.
Huh? What?
I don't know.
Angry Orchid?
Nope. No. Angry Orchid. Oh, that'd be perfect. There's an Angry Orchid on tap, please. Yes.
Yeah, have it looking like it's coming out of the tree, too.
I mean, the beer handle for Angry Orchid is like an angry looking tree. So
exactly.
Exactly.
Roscoe, what's your power for today?
My power today is Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
Not Batman, but Bruce Wayne. My anniversary is coming up. Okay. And I'm going to need her to ignore this part of the podcast. Just skip 15 seconds ahead, hon. But anyway, got this nice reservation at a prestige restaurant. Kanye, another round, please. Type deal.
Okay.
This is our first like consecutive anniversary. So
you hired Alfred for the night.
Yeah, got Alfred coming in. Yeah, you gonna? I don't know. All I know is whatever steak I get, I'm getting it medium rare. I usually go medium because health scores. But I'm gonna go medium rare.
I just hope
place.
It doesn't turn out like your Moon Knight's date.
Oh well, more on that to come. But still, but yeah. So I'm feeling Bruce Wayne. Like got a bunch of stuff coming in from Amazon. it's gonna be a great night for a little first anniversary. I'm excited.
Congrats!
Thank
Happy
you.
Made it that far.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't get easier. Right?
Yeah.
It's not getting easier.
But yeah, but anyway, so what we got on the list today, bunch of stuff happened. Let's see. So Chris, have you seen Moon Knight episode 1 and 2?
1 and 2 times, yes.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. Because I logged into Disney Plus. I was like, all right, let's watch the Moon Knight. Why the credits rolling? Chris!
You know what? Next time when a new episode comes
be
out,
be kind,
I'm
rewind.
I'm going to leave it at the climax of the episode.
I swear
so
to
I
God.
Can spoil it for you.
I swear to God. No. I mean, 3 a.m. Shit. It's coming later tonight.
You know, sharing a Disney Plus like that is like, it's like being Moon Knight. You get on it and like it's somewhere where you had no idea how it got there. It's like, oh, okay. Like in that first episode, he just wakes up in the field.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about that. That castle, the castle that he woke up next to in the distance, looked very familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. Very doomish.
Very doomish. I'm glad you picked up on what I was putting down. Do you think Victor Von Doom is going to have something to do with this? They're bringing in...
I can't see him coming into Moon Knight, especially not the way they're setting it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it could be a hint, and then we visit that location again later.
Yeah, because Von Doom is like a collector of like ancient relics type deal, you know what I mean? And you know who else... You know what? So when he woke up... Sorry, we're going to backtrack a little bit. When he woke up and the sand was around his bed, I was like... Oscar Isaac, you got to calm down. You're not Apocalypse anymore. Because he was Apocalypse too. And I'm just like, what's up with Oscar? Dune, all that damn sand. Oscar Isaac has a thing with sand.
it's like, so we got the perfect role for you. Does it involve sand?
Yes.
I'm in.
It's like Quentin Tarantino and feet. Like, damn. Oh, you haven't realized Quentin Tarantino loves feet?
I'll never watch a Quentin Tarantino movie the same.
The next time you watch a Quentin Tarantino movie, Django, Inglourious Basterds, oh my God, Kill Bill 1 and 2. Just pay attention to the feet. Quentin Tarantino,
you
totally.
Sure it's not you that has a thing
with No. Look, Quentin Tarantino loves him some blood and some feet.
Man, get some bloody feet and you're in there.
Oh my God. I mean, Kill Bill, yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Oh man. So
like all right, so looking at those first two episodes.
Yes.
First, which was your favorite episode?
Episode 1.
Okay, yeah, that's like the going consensus.
Yeah, episode 2 felt like a filler episode, but we got Mr. Knight. And Mr. Knight is Steven in the suit.
Yeah, in control of the suit.
Which
so,
is...
with that in mind, like, you think we'll see some other personalities and other
I mean, he does have Jake. I don't know where Jake... I don't know what persona Jake is yet, but it's Mark, Steven, and Jake.
Well, see, like, all right, so as I watch, because I watch very closely, because after that first episode, they had me paying attention to the details. Now, you can see that Mark, he kind of doesn't give a shit about Steven. You know what I mean? And so when that first episode, the fish tells it all.
Yeah. How? Yeah, I was wondering about the fish. Tell me.
Like, so clearly, all right, so he had a fish that had one fin. He had Nemo, right?
Right.
And then when he realized something was wrong was when he woke up the next day and Nemo all of a sudden had two fins.
Right.
And so he goes to the pet store, and the pet shop owner's like I told you yesterday. So clearly one of his personalities replaced his fish. Something happened to his fish, and someone replaced it. I don't think Mark would have cared. Mark wouldn't have replaced it.
It might have been Jake.
I think it was Jake. I think he's there, but just like in that first episode where you didn't see what Mark was doing, we haven't seen what Jake is doing yet.
Right, right.
And, like, I don't know. Like, it gets crazy. Like, if you pay attention and everything, especially with... the way Mark is a monster.
Yeah, no. So one thing that I took from episode 2, the most notable thing of episode 2, he was telling him about his God and whatnot, and how it's like, yeah, why your God is all like about vengeance, and like your God is too late. Shit has already gone down, and then you act for vengeance. Mm-hmm. What if I told you there was a God that could just punish people before they even do the thing? And I was like, okay, hey, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Exactly.
Nick. I was like, hey, hold on.
Too, right?
This
Insight.
This has already happened. Yeah, Project Insight. So I'm just like, has Nick Fury met this dude before? Because Nick Fury was all for this.
Nick Fury was the previous Avatar portrayed of Lightman.
Maybe, or maybe it was the damn scroll. I don't know. Can Earth gods possess alien scrolls? Like, I don't know.
I mean, they live from a different realm, so they have access to all the planets, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And then I know in the Marvel comics, the way they do it is like the gods aren't really gods. Like, so you have the one above all, which is basically Stan Lee.
Right.
So he's like the god of the Marvel universe. But then like the other characters like Thor, Odin that call themselves gods, their power is based on how many people worship them and believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
So as that wanes out, they lose their power. And then also with that same thought, based on whatever that religion is, if they're killed, they can reincarnate based on what the religion says about them. So a lot of times those gods, just like how they showed in episode 2, he didn't have, what's his name? The moon god.
I don't know. The moon god.
Right, but like, he didn't have power to do anything. Like, he's kicking over trash cans, throwing tantrums in the background.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have that much power because nobody knows about him right now.
Right.
He's an ancient Egyptian god. But like in the time when everybody knew about him and worshipped him, he probably was like in the real world physically and could do things. So like, I think that's a big part of it too. Like whichever god has the most believers, they become like that top level, like on a level with the celestials and stuff like that.
Nope, ignore that. Nope.
I mean, like, and then like that's precedence for Nightmare, which I still think is the main vision.
We'll dive into that in a little bit. But so here's so who do you think was number one? Was it Mark or Steven? I'm pretty sure it was Mark.
Number one, as in
number one,
the original personality. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Mark.
Right.
Because like
episode 2 with the guns and the bunker and all
and,
that
and
jazz.
The line that the girlfriend or wife.
Wife
threw out.
That
like, she was like,
in the middle
is
of
this
a divorce?
Another one of your cover personalities?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
That means that Mark has created personalities before.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's aware of that.
Well,
so.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Mark was on a job in Egypt and it went wrong.
Yeah.
Dealing with Kevin Bacon lookalike. The episode started. I was like, is that Kevin Bacon putting glass in his shoes? Weird. But anyway, man, Tremors, sand. Anyway,
wasn't he the same actor that played think of his name. I want to say Bishop, not Bishop. In X-Men
yeah, Kevin Bacon was the guy that killed,
that Magneto killed in the end.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. And also killed Darwin somehow. And we all know there's no killing Darwin.
Someone's power is to adapt to anything.
And you killed him.
And you blew him up somehow.
Yeah.
He couldn't figure out how to adapt to fire and energy.
Yeah. It's because his foot was loose. But anyway.
Foot loose.
But anyway.
Roadhouse. Ah, Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke.
Escaped me for a while.
Yeah. Okay, okay. But yeah. He was very diligent in his religious practices. You couldn't pay me enough money on the planet to break some glass, put it in my shoes, and walk around. No thank you. No thank you. But anyway, so yeah, yeah, so Mark was definitely married to the girl that showed up, and him and Steven, like, he was like, yo, do not get her involved, and Steven actually listened to that part, but then she showed up to the meeting anyway and ruined everything.
Yep, I'm gonna be in there.
Yeah, but I don't know, the superhero landing, I was like, eh, superhero landing, and he just flopped over. I was like, oh, damn. But I'm excited to see where this goes. Speaking of where this goes, so Bast, the Black Panther god, is the brother of this moon god. We know that Gore the God Butcher is gonna kill Bast. So do you think Moon Knight is slowly linking itself to Love and Thunder?
I could see that coming. Because as we covered a long time ago, when we first covered Moon Knight, and I showed you the clip where he stopped Thor's hammer because the hammer was made out of moon rock.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the hammer's destroyed right now. But with his power over the moon, he could be the one to reassemble the hammer for Jane Foster.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, I definitely think it's going to link in there. Especially with them being all about the Egyptian gods and Gore the God Butcher is on the way.
Oh, yeah. So, definitely, that could be like, oh, man, a god got killed. Huh. So, that leaves room for Moon Knight to show up in Thor, along with Ravager Thor, Almighty Thor, Jane Foster Thor, Beta Ray Bill Thor, which has all been confirmed.
Four Thor.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, Beta Ray Bill is still on the.
They gotta bring Beta Ray Bill at this point. After they show like his race in Endgame, because that was Beta Ray Bill's race that Gamora and Nebula were fighting at the beginning of Endgame. So after showing that, they gotta bring him in. People are ready to see it now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. So I somehow think, and I think the reason we haven't seen a trailer for Thor yet. It's because it's coming at the end of Moon Knight. And Moon Knight ends the same day that Multiverse of Madness comes out.
Multiverse. Or also called Mom.
Mom.
No. A lot of people are saying that's their theory for why Wanda's the Vision. I mean, the villain. The Vision.
The Vision?
The villain in Multiverse of Madness is because it's an acronym for Mom, and she's the Mom. I think it's a stretch.
It's definitely a stretch.
But what happens after Moon Knight's god is dead? Does he keep his powers? He keep the suit?
Probably not. That's probably some...
That's going to be a crazy road that I have to cross. Because if he's going to be part of the MCU going forward, kind of needs his powers.
I don't think anything's going to happen to that moon god. Other gods? For sure. But... But we'll see. But speaking of Wanda and everything, multiverse of the mom. So, theory for you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, I mean, we've all had speculations of who's going to be the main villain of Multiverse of Madness. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's still Wanda. Reason being, Wanda... possessed by the book, possessed by C'Thone, a.k.a. Marvel's Cthulhu. Because C'Thone was the creator of that book. You know, it was missing from the Inner Sanctum. Wanda had it at the end of WandaVision.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had it for some reason.
Well, yeah.
And Ghost Rider took it. Did Wanda get it from? No. Now, Agatha got it from Ghost Rider.
I guess. I don't know where Ghost Rider is in all this, but sure.
Hey, did you not watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I did not.
They had the Darkhold. Mm-hmm. Coulson had it. And then there was an AI named Ada that kind of stole it from him, and she was using it to kind of materialize things in the real world.
Okay.
It looked very Doctor Strange-esque kind of WandaVision. Bringing in reality kind of thing.
Okay.
But Ghost Rider showed up and shut that down.
Okay. Well, good.
And then left.
They might need him again soon.
Like, he just went through a portal with the Darkhold and was just gone. Ravi Reyes, Ghost Rider.
Okay. Well, they might need Ghost Rider soon, which I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up in this movie.
Because they're building up for, the Midnight?
Midnight Suns, yes. Yeah. Definitely. C'Thone Falcone gonna take over Gotham with the Darkhold. I'm just like, because Nightmare is also another great candidate.
Yeah, see, that was my thing, like watching the trailer, especially not the most recent one, but the one right before that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like where Doctor Strange is like, every night I have the same dream. And I wake up to and it switches to Wanda's voice and same nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Nightmare gets you. Like, he manipulates you through your greatest fears and nightmares, and he feeds off that fear energy. So, like, it could be Nightmare kind of feeding off of their energies too. Because for it to be Kathana as the main villain, and which is, you know, might be happening, it's almost like Doctor Strange 2 is actually Scarlet Witch 1. Just like No Way Home was Doctor Strange 2, kind of. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I see what you mean.
It's all timey-wimey.
Yeah, for real, though. So I guess we'll see. Like, I'm just like, at this point, it's coming soon, but at this point, we're just like, all right, can we please know who the villain is? But I think they're just keeping it locked up, like, just leaving us to speculate, which is fine.
At the end of the day, it could still be Dormammu.
Oh, my God.
Because now the time stone is gone. Like, what's stopping him?
It could be Dormammu. That being said, so I have another candidate for you for the glowy figure that could be Superior Iron Man, could be Captain Marvel,
Kang,
Iron Lad, who the hell ever. It could be the Human Torch.
Ah,
I mean the
would kind of be an ultimate version, because, you know, hence the suit, but.
Yeah. It could be, that being said, it could be Captain America Human Torch.
Captain America Human Torch?
I mean, they love them some variants. He's been the Human Torch before.
Who says
he's done with the MCU? Just because he got old and retired the shield doesn't mean they can't still use him in movies.
Exactly. Or Killmonger.
Killmonger
could be the one.
Maybe. Who knows? But I'm just
saying. I don't want to see Killmonger's torch again.
I really don't. That was. But.
He's a great actor, but it just didn't work for me.
Yeah. I mean, we know Reed Richards is a part of the Illuminati.
Yeah, he's.
You know?
It was either him and Iron Man that started. I think Iron Man started it, and then Reed Richards was a big part of bringing everybody together.
Mm hmm.
So, I mean, and then he has the Council of Reeds. Which this is kind of opening a door for that, because now that you see all these variants, it's not going to be as weird to see a bunch of Reed Richards just hanging out.
Yeah, man. So, post-credit scene to Morbius. That being said, from what I keep hearing, is not as bad as people are saying. I mean, I see some people being like, yeah, it was worse than the live-action Dragon Ball Z movie. It was worse than the M. Night Shyamalan Malakum Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm just like, it can't be that bad.
It can't
bad.
Be that bad.
right.
But even that's Thor 2 wasn't that bad.
Right. That's what people are comparing it to. But like, other people are just like, it's great, da-da-da-da. Like, visually, it's a great movie. I think it was just Jared Leto and... I think people are still butthurt from Suicide Squad Jared Leto. The Joker Jared Leto, yeah. But I'm still plan on seeing it. But the end credit scene was him talking to Vulture, Michael Keaton, from Tom Holland's.
Yep.
Tom Holland's multiverse. Like, same suit, same.
So Vulture had a suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the whole shebang. And I was just like, what are you doing here? And now, and also, we know Venom was sent back to that same universe after he dropped off the end credit scene to Venom 2 was him waking up.
In the MCU.
And then Spider-Man 3 end credit scene was Venom going back, leaving a little bit of Venom behind. So I'm just like, okay, so are these movies... Are they just picking and choosing what they want to do? Like Sony and Marvel just being like, hey, can you give this? Can we borrow this real quick? All right, thanks.
Yeah, it's kind of lives like that, because Venom just said, oh, let me leave this right here on the counter.
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought Venom was about to be in the MCU, but nope, just dropped off a little bit.
Technically,
of
he is. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he was in the MCU end credit scene, so yeah. But I'm just like, so what universe? What Spider-Man universe are these three in? It has to be Andrews.
Yeah, it has to be, because Toby, as great as he is and as great as he was in Spider-Man, he's done. And Andrew just was resurrected in that movie. Like, he's back. Like, so I see that coming. I see it being that.
Honestly, I feel like Andrew's has to be the most strategic of all three. Like, Tom runs in with blonde fury. Toby is just like, no, we got to be responsible. We got to save people, da da da. Andrew, after losing MJ, he's the only Spider-Man that has nothing to lose.
But yeah, like after losing Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, Andrew doesn't have anything left to lose. Like, he could be that rogue Spider-Man.
But I mean, like, that was the thing. So in No Way Home, Andrew got to express, you know, all right, after a certain point, you reach rage. You don't pull your punches if you keep losing stuff. And then Toby was like, it gets better. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, I can tell you it's going to get better, blah, blah, blah. Because didn't he say he was married to MJ now in his timeline? Like, so, I mean, like, Andrew and Tom got to learn from Toby in the sense that, okay, we know we're going to go through some shit, but
yeah,
maybe not lose it too much.
Maybe not lose too much.
But I think, like, all right, so when you talk about Venom, though, like, because the Venom storyline is and how they did it in Toby's movies as well, it really, Venom latches on to him in a moment of rage. Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of, and feeds off of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's more, Andrew is right there. You know, he's just talked about how he stopped pulling his punches and XYZ. And even though he connected with the other Spider-Men, he doesn't have them anymore.
So and Andrew's the only one that hasn't met up with Venom.
Yeah.
Well, Tom hasn't yet, but it's coming. Yeah.
But hasn't met an alien.
Right. Hasn't met an alien. Hasn't fought in space. Oh, man. So, I'm going to see. Hopefully, we get an Amazing Spider-Man 3, and we see this all come together.
I don't know. I almost want to see a reboot.
Of Amazing?
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man, full reboot. He's in his universe, his stories, and another three movies, maybe that third one ending with him meeting up with Tom Holland and somehow again. Maybe by then they're doing Secret Wars, a Battle World, something like that.
We'll see.
1, 2, 3.